Next, the live concert portion of What Was That continues with the Berkeley Band that for a time was selling as many records as the Beatles. They played East Bay bars for years and were known as the Gollywogs. Then the record company, Fantasy Records, asked them to come up with a better name. Almost as soon as they did, they were successful. And music freaks all over the country and the world tuned into Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, Zulu Hue. Creedence Clearwater Revival at the Fillmore in 1968. Another Bay Area band that played around for years before attracting a big following was the Quicksilver Messenger Service. The backbone of the band was John Cipollina's guitar, along with David Freeberg, Gary Duncan, and Greg Elmore. These early recordings were made by Bob Cohen at the Avalon in 1966 and 1967.
I believe we're going to start it.
train.
Coming up next, live concert performances by the Grateful Dead and Janis Joplin. The Grateful Dead, San Francisco's original acid test band, came on the scene in 1965, and they quickly gained a large local following. Their loud, amplified music and their communal lifestyle epitomized the Haight-Ashbury philosophy. Stanley Owsley bought their equipment and managed the band during those early tripped-out years. We'll be right back.
she lays under his rug. Rainbow fire around and round the temple, then explode. Let this broken tater of a mind, I like to blow it away. Well, the heat came round and the leaf was smiling on a cloudy day.
You know he had to die. He had to die. We'll be right back. walk me out in the morning.
From the Fillmore and the Avalon, Live Dead from 1967 and 68.
sitting down by my window. Something got me grabbed around the nails.
You nothing, right? I saw, oh, man. Come on, man. Yeah, come on. That ain't the name of it, man. And that ain't the name of it, if you know what I mean. That's not the name of it. Sometimes it feels just about that empty, you know what I mean? Just like a great big hole. Understood it. I said, please, Lord, I swear I never understood it. I said, please, I want you to help me fill it up. I want you to help me. I said, drive it away. Please, 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 please. Wanna make me understand why love just feels so heavy on me, darling. Feels so bad on my baby. Feels just like a bomb. Feels like a bomb. Oh, that feels like a bomb. And a
that's Ball and Chain, Janis Joplin. Janis Joplin's gone now. Most of the bands you've heard tonight, they're gone too. The Fillmore, the Avalon, the Carousel, the Matrix, the Family Dog, they're all gone. But the music they made is still alive. It's on records and tapes, and now that all is said and done, we can only just sit back and sort of wonder, what was that?
What was that indeed? That was part one of What Was That? This is Sean Donahue. I'll be playing FM Oldies till 7 o'clock this morning. And after Alan Watson's sideshow this morning, David McQueen and Larry Lee keep up the Haight-Ashbury theme during the Sunday morning talkies. Ronnie Davis, the founder of the San Francisco Mime Troupe, talks about the whole picture art and politics.